Today's show is 100% focused on the Warriors beating the Cavs last night, game five of the NBA Finals. Kevin Durant named the MVP. Lots of conversation today surrounding just, you know, people being salty about how the Warriors did it, and they don't think it's fair. They think they cheated, all of this stuff. No better person to bring on when people are salty than my good friend, Jim Cozumore. Put him in their place, Coz. Good morning.
I know. What's everyone so salty for crying out loud? Can we all just get along? Can't we all just get along?
Coz, it's just me and Matt. Dave's sick today, which I don't know. Yeah.
Is he really?
You know, it's pretty crazy on a day like this when there's all kinds of hot takes to be had that Dave would not show up to work, right?
He was secretly wearing his Warriors footy pajamas, and he's probably putting his lawn chair out on the parade route right now.
I know he's reserving spots. He's driving down to Oakland right now with his little tent so he can have the best spot in the parade. I'm sure he's twitching right now and doesn't know exactly why. But
run with a winner. Run with a winner, baby. That's what you got to do.
Little known fact about Jim Cozumore, he is the first and only coworker of mine to ever be able to say that he's been posted up by me.
Let me think that through. That might be right. It's very true.
It's funny. It was on a House Party Live when we were in studio once, and we were breaking down the LeBron James crab dribble.
Yep. It was pretty funny. I think I got off a couple of funny lines though. That's all that matters.
Well, you got back down. That's all right. You're not not the first or the last.
No, that's true. That's very true. Oh, sunshine, that was a good time. Those were good days.
Coz, thank you for joining us this morning. Yeah. I actually want to get into this. Is obviously, we knew this was coming. If the Warriors won, we knew exactly what the storyline would be. It's all about Kevin Durant choosing, and rightfully so, in my opinion. I look at it as, hey, he was allowed to do it. Free agency, you can go wherever the hell you want to go. People have a problem with it, but how much credit do we need to give that Warriors franchise for even being in a situation to do this? And they got challenged last year, and they made a move, and it worked out.
All right. You want a really bad comparison for those of us who are Kings people? I think it was five, maybe six, but it might have been 5 years ago. The Warriors and Kings were about in the same situation.
Five, yeah.
Right? 5 years ago. Think about that. So you have got to give an amazing amount of credit to the new ownership under Joe Lacob and Peter Guber and the vision that they had for growing a franchise. They were laughed at when they bought the Golden State Warriors. They paid, and at the time, the highest price ever paid for an NBA team at $450 million, and they were laughed at because the Warriors were just an abomination of a team. They were a backwards organization, and no one really knew what direction they wanted. But Joe Lacob had a vision. He has put it into very good use, and he's gotten some luck along the way. Let's not kid ourselves. I don't think 5 years ago anyone thought Steph Curry was going to be the player he has become. But they've made some great decisions, and I think the organization put themselves in a position to get Kevin Durant, and they wooed him, and they won him, and now they're going to keep winning for a while.
Coz, it's hard to blame the Warriors or even Kevin Durant for the decision that he made. But from the NBA standpoint, do you think there's any cause of concern in terms of a lack of competitiveness in the league, or will they just look at the ratings for these finals and these playoffs and turn the other cheek?
I think the rest of the playoffs, honestly, Matt, I think the playoffs were horrible. I watched very little of the playoffs. I don't know if the ratings for the rest of the playoffs were incredibly fabulous, and I do think the league has a competition issue, and I think a lot of it stems from the belief in NBA circles that in order to be great, you have to be horrible. And there are more teams that are turning towards horrible before they start to go on that upswing. I mean, just ask the fans in Philadelphia. You know, they keep saying, we're on the verge. You're on the verge of what? 5 years ago, you won 44 games. You haven't won 44. I think you haven't had two seasons in a row that combined to 44 wins. So, yes, I think there's a huge competition issue. I think the league has got to look at it. I think not only is there a competition issue, Matt, now you've got the great teams resting guys. That's how bad the rest of the league is. I don't even need to play my stars. I'm going to give them a couple of nights off. And if it hurts national TV or if it hurts that fan in Utah who only gets to see Carmelo Anthony once a year, but Carmelo takes the night off. Ah, well, so be it. That's just part of your $350 ticket that you have to eat. Listen, I think the NBA has got plenty of problems, and it's glossed over by the fact that the Warriors just won in incredible fashion. But I think the NBA's got some issues.
Jim Cosimore joining us this morning on The Drive. Coz, as it stands right now, if there were not a single change made to any roster in the offseason, the Cavs aren't even close to having enough to be able to contend for a title again next year. There's no doubt that they'll be there. I still don't know that Boston or Washington is going to be able to add enough to be able to truly challenge LeBron and that Cavs team as it stands right now. But you know there's going to be changes made, especially with LeBron James. He's going to be in their ear like he was all season long to make changes, to upgrade the roster. What, in your mind, do you think they need to add to be able to contend with the Warriors next season?
I think the first thing they need to do is sit down with LeBron James and said, all right, LeBron, we've tried it your way for a number of years because he's been the de facto general manager. I want you to spend more money on Tristan Thompson. I want you to bring back J.R. Smith. I want you to have James Jones on the roster. I want you to have all my best buddies because all my rowdy friends are here on Monday night to play basketball. And quite frankly, I think they should sit down with him and say, we want to win as badly as you want to win. We need to be able to do our job and make decisions that help the franchise. You're clearly going to be an important piece to it, but I can't have you lobbying for Tristan Thompson to get more millions of dollars when he's not worth the millions of dollars he's making right now. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to look a heck of a lot different, because if they keep coming back with the same troop, I think that they end up, again, a 60-some win team that ends up losing in the playoffs. And until the Boston Celtics prove, I think I'm maybe a little higher on the Celtics than you are, Katie. I think the Celtics are younger and maybe they're getting better, whereas Cleveland is kind of, they've hit the apex and maybe they're going to take a little step down, which is still going to be good. What do they need? I think they're going to need some big changes, but I don't know who wants some of their mess. Who wants Kevin Love? Does anyone want Kevin Love right now? I don't know. What did he have last night? I just remember late in the second half, he had 4 points at one point. Does anyone remember what Kevin Love
does? Yeah, he ended 2 of 8, just 6 points, but he had 10 boards. And that was a difference because throughout the playoffs, he played extremely well. But in the finals, he really was non-existent.
Yeah, he was. You know what? What do they need? They need a bunch. Listen, Kyrie Irving's great, and LeBron James is great. But you know what? They're going to need to rework what the rest of those guys are because – I think they've gone as far as they can go with this current crop, which has been a great run. I'm starting to make it sound like, oh, this has been a horrible run. No, it's been a great run. Everyone in Cleveland's been excited. They won a championship last year, just 1 year ago. But I think that they're going to need to make some changes. I just wonder who wants some of the mess that they have right now. Who's taking that money? Who's taking Tristan Thompson's money? Right?
Yeah, they paid him way too much to just be someone that rebounds the ball and plays a little defense. They need more than that.
Yeah, exactly. And again, a lot of this was LeBron's doing.
It absolutely was.
And you had to, if you're Cleveland, I get it. He left you once, right? So now you're going to make it so that he never leaves you again, even though I'm not sure he finishes his career in Cleveland.
Ooh.
I know. I think that there's I think he closes it out the way he took that middle of the road stretch. What was it? 4 years in Miami, which I'm respectful of. You had that opportunity to go, you went. And I just think that there's a chance he ends up finishing his career somewhere else with his group of friends. And, but that's further down the line. I think Cleveland has had their run. They're going to be great, but they've got a lot of tough decisions to make.
You know what, Coz? It's crazy because that's something that we haven't touched on yet today. And the story came out last week, even already talking about 2018 and where LeBron might end up. And the Clippers, I believe, was one of the teams that was mentioned. Obviously, LeBron has a home in L.A. But to me, I mean, and there's people absolutely just blowing me up on the text line right now, feeling like I'm a Warriors fan. No, I don't give a crap one way or the other. I have no allegiances to anybody, but I do feel that you got to give credit where credit is due. And I don't understand how people are so adamant about hating the Warriors for what they did. Dude, they did it. It's said and done. People made their choices. But if LeBron ends up leaving Cleveland, is that something like Kevin Durant will sit back and be like, thank God, now they'll take it off of me a little bit?
Maybe. You know what? And I'll tell you something. And I hope this happens because I root my paycheck. And it's good for my paycheck if the Kings do good things.
Exactly.
Because I've been attached to them again. If the Kings can build an infrastructure in which there are players who are willing to come to their town, great players are willing to come to their town to play, you know what? I'm not going to think that there's this crazy inequality in the NBA anymore. And I'm going to hope that everybody praises the club that I'm attached to. So I think that, you know, while it's 90 miles away and people see the Warriors and they're winning and maybe people are tweaked because it's been a long time for the Kings fans to have to understand this. But if we tilt the scales and everything's going well in Sacramento and you've got your new building and then you've got a competitive team and you've got some salary cap space and you're able to woo the best names, I think you'd like that system. I like the system the way it is. I think if LeBron gets an opportunity to leave late in his career, I think there's a chance he does that, although that's going to be tough to go back to Cleveland. For all the great things he does in Cleveland and in Akron and for the state, to leave him once was bad. If he leaves again one more time in 18 and goes to L.A. with the Clippers and has some fun there with his buddies, I think that'll be a tough sell to the people in Ohio, I'll tell you that.
Jim Cosimore joining us on The Drive. Jim, if you're a team like the Kings or like the Sixers or maybe even a middle-of-the-road playoff team like the Jazz or a young team like the Milwaukee Bucks, how do you approach this change to the league of the rise of super teams? Do you try to do as best you can to move in that same direction, or do you just imply a strategy of, hey, let's just wait them out?
You know what it seems like? I've heard a number of general managers, Matt, say, boy, it's probably a good time for us to start to rebuild because it doesn't look like the Warriors are going away anytime soon. I think the NBA, you know what? The NBA was really thriving when they had two teams going to the final virtually. It seemed like they went every year, right? It seemed like it was the Celtics and the Lakers. Somehow Snickers the dog wants to get involved in this conversation. I don't know if you can hear Snickers, but Snickers is now barking feverishly. So
Snickers
I apologize for Snickers.
As cute as can be and has something to say.
Sounds like a Cavs
fan.
Yeah,
exactly. I know, exactly. You know what? I don't know if you can stop the rise of the super team. I mean, you know, again, in the 80s, you had two teams that were going toe-to-toe all the time, and maybe if you have a super team in the Warriors, they go from greatly loved because they're fun to maybe they start to get hated a little bit because they kind of wear that bad guy image, you know, because they've been called the evil empire by some, and now they wear their T-shirts that have that some phrase that references the fact that they're now the bad guy. I don't know. Maybe having the super team is great for any sport. Maybe it's good to have a great dominant club and then have others trying to shoot for it. And whether you love them or you hate them, at least there's a one force that we can all rally around or against. So I really don't know. I wish I had an answer, but you know what? It seems that when there's a super team, leagues do a little bit better than you know, if everyone's near 500 and everyone has a chance to win. I think we just all like to have either a loved or a hated. And that's what the NBA is kind of getting there right now.
Well, in the way that I look at it in terms of the NBA, I mean, I think the TV money really, really changed it all. But you can look at super teams. You can't say that the Cavs aren't a super team. It's just the Warriors have built something differently. And I want to transition just a little bit, Coz, here to the Kings. We had a caller earlier saying, do you feel that the Kings are basically moving in the right direction and that they have the people in place to do this? The news coming out today that Rudy Gay has officially opted out. We knew it was going to happen. But at least now the Kings know for sure. And you've got the draft coming up on Thursday. And I do think that it was a good decision by the Kings to trade DeMarcus Cousins because of the dynamic of the super team in the league right now. And you want to build for maybe 5 years from now when you'll have a young team that is starting to really come together and play well together. When you look at this Kings draft coming up with the 5 and the 10 pick, what are the areas that you feel the Kings absolutely need to address in this?
You know what I think is interesting, Katie? I think if we all go back to that All-Star break, when going into the All-Star break, there was some thought that, all right, well, DeMarcus is going to sign that long contract for big money, and maybe they're going to go hunting for another piece because they got a shot at making the eighth seed. That's what we went into the All-Star break with. And we hear at the All-Star on the day of the game that he's going to get traded to New Orleans. And when we all came back from the break for the first game back, there was really it wasn't a positive vibe that was going throughout Golden 1 Center. There were a lot of people who were humdrum. There were a lot of people who didn't know what to expect because we didn't know what Papa Giannis could do. We hadn't seen Scal Labissiere play all that much. We weren't who's Buddy Hield? I know the owner then, you know, made the comments about he's got Steph Curry like abilities. Well, you know, then you're going to get some people are going to make fun of us for because of that stuff, and that's not the way you want it to go. But from that point on, I got to tell you something. Once you got a chance to see the kids play, and once you got a chance to understand what Vlade Divac and Peja Stojakovic and his crew, what their vision was, and we started to see incremental growth from time to time, and we saw pieces from all these guys, I got to tell you, I think things are heading in such a great direction for the organization that I'm kind of excited for what's coming up on Thursday. What areas do you want to improve upon? You know what? I want talent. I want talent.
Exactly.
This team isn't a player or two away from getting the eighth seed, but they're two good players away from, in a couple of years, challenging for a playoff spot. I really just want to see the best talent available. Everyone wants Darren Fox. If he's there, I hope they get him. It's another talented piece to the puzzle. I do think there's a good infrastructure there. I think the Kings, in one trade, did what the Lakers took 4 years to do. And I think the Kings are a little ahead of the Lakers right now. That's my personal opinion on all this stuff, even though the Lakers are going to have a better pick. And you know what? The whole business with the Kings kind of getting robbed by the 76ers in that trade, you know what? As bad as many think that was, the way it played out in the lottery turned out it's about as good as it could be for the Sacramento Kings, right? You got the fifth pick, you got the tenth pick. Sure, you could have had the third pick, but you got the fifth pick and you got the tenth pick. You don't have the eight and the ten. You've moved up to get yourself a better player. I don't know. Maybe I'm delusional because I'm watching great basketball in the Bay Area. I live in the Bay Area. I see all this. I'm all excited about what's going on with the Kings right now, and I think that fans should be as well. So, you know, I wish I could tell you they need X player and Y player. They need talent. I don't care if the talent is the best two guard, the best four, the best center. They need talent. Get talent, and let's see these kids grow.
Last thing for you, Coz. You mentioned the NBA draft, and the Sacramento Kings were just 9 days away from that. You also have the storylines now involving NBA free agency with what the Kings can go out and get, what teams like the Cavaliers are going to try and search for to try and compete with the Cavaliers. A lot of focus into this NBA offseason. Can you remember an offseason in the NBA that is going to be more exciting and enticing as this one?
You know what? I mean, honestly, if you go back, I mean, they're always – the NBA does a great job of making their offseason as newsworthy as any league out there. All we have to do, go back 365 days, right? Everyone thought, you know what? Kevin Durant got that one more year. He could stay in Oklahoma City. They were so close to knocking off the Warriors. Maybe they add a piece. And then KD cements himself as the guy who brought a championship to Oklahoma City. But instead, what happened? Oh, did we lose him?
Got you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I'm sorry. I jumped in. I apologize. But every year is that way. So this year, yeah, there's a lot of fun and anticipation and who's going to sign where and what's going to happen and is Carmelo going to move from the New York Knicks or whatever the next great move is. But every year is that year. And last year, again, like I said, I think at this time most people said, he's going to stay with Oklahoma City one more year, try to win a championship, and then the next year maybe he'll go. And no, the biggest splash that we've seen in such a long time where he ends up moving. So this, I think the NBA has done a great job of creating news in the offseason.
It's definitely going to be an interesting one all the way around the league, Coz, but also for Kings fans. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we'll talk to you again after the draft when we know kind of what the new Kings roster is starting to look like. We'll have you back on. Thanks for joining us this morning, Coz. Appreciate it.
Who do you think they take?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think it all stems on where De'Aaron Fox goes. I think that's going to be the difference. If he goes ahead, if he's still available at the five, I think they definitely take him there.
All righty. And then who do they get at 10?
That'll depend on who's available. I could see them taking another point guard potentially. That'll clear up some areas. Yeah. It just, yeah, I don't know that you go with Ty Lawson. I think that's a little bit of a gamble, but who knows? We'll see how it plays out on Thursday. That's why I do this for a living and I'm not in the front office.
I know. Lauri Markkanen? Do you like Lauri
Markkanen? I do actually like him a lot. I do.
Okay.
So that's a potential one. Thanks, Coz.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to get into how much money teams are losing to actually compete and where the Cavs rank in that. Plus, Nike came out with a huge commercial for Kevin Durant. That was pretty interesting. Plus, we'll take your phone calls at 339-1140. In the next hour, we've got Brad Paisley tickets to give away. We'll see you back soon.